Watcher. It's Mike Wynn with this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Welcome. A fairly gentle start this week. One of our all-time fave songs, Over the Rainbow, recorded December 2007, Jan 2008 in New York, and actually not quite as gentle as I remembered. The leader and pianist was Shihiro Yamanaka, Avi Rothbard guitar, Yoshi Waki bass, and it's on a Verve CD called After Hours. Yes, almost robust, in fact. Let's settle for robustly gentle. Phew-y, an easy description for this next one. It's called The Last Blues, and it's John Coltrane.
Thank you.
This album features the John Coltrane Quartet, Trained tenor but soprano occasionally, McCoy Tyner piano, Jimmy Garrison bass, Elvin Jones drums. Recorded by Rudy Van Gelder in June 65. This Impulse CD has 5 tracks. The original LP only had 4, long ones inevitably. So this is of a previously unreleased song, and it's called The Last Blues, a Coltrane compo. Nuff said, other than, as you heard, McCoy Tyner sat out on The Last Blues, and it's thought that this was the very last blues that Coltrane ever recorded. He died in July 67. Plenty of piano on this next one, though. recorded June 95 at Madrid University. It's the Spanish pianist Tete Montulio, waltz for Tete, in front of a respectful audience. Kiyoshi Kitagawa bass and Winard Harper drums. And on half of the songs, a totally American front line of Winard's brothers Philip trumpet, Danny Flugelhorn, plus Stephen Riley tenor. This Nuevos Medios album is called Tete en el San Juan. Tete, who was born blind, learned to read music in Braille when he was only 7. He died in his hometown of Barcelona in 97. And you can only wonder what this proud Catalan would have made of seeing his Catalan leaders on trial for treason and other so-called nefarious crimes against the state. Ellingtonia time, in the shape of Johnny Hodges. November 1960 at the Cellar in San Francisco. It's a reunion for two of the all-time great Ellingtonians, Johnny Hodges alto and Ben Webster tenor, plus what was then Ella Fitzgerald's rhythm section, Herb Ellis guitar, Lou Levy piano, Wilfred Middlebrook's bass and Gus Johnson drums. Ben Webster somehow left the session with the tape containing the last six songs that were recorded that day, and they may be his own compos. Storyville licensed the tape after Ben's death, from his estate, obviously, and put out five of the songs, oddly, with different titles to those given at the time of their recording, is the one we've just heard, Big Ears, and that remained unissued until the wonderful Mosaic put out a limited edition box set, the complete Verve Johnny Hodges small group set, 1956 to 61, so it's possible you may not have heard that song before. It's magic throughout, as you can imagine. Here's some good advice: stop fiddling. Stop fiddling, as Matron shouted. This is from a JMS LP recorded in Paris in December 79, Jan 80. There are two pianists on this album, Alan Holdsworth and Gordon Beck, and each also plays guitar, and Holdsworth pops up on violin on one song. Holdsworth was actually really a guitarist rather than a pianist. A lovely, understated album, but little or no liner notes. Two questions for you. What's the name of the hit TV show that this next song comes from? And, perhaps a slightly more difficult one, what's the actual name of the song? Answer to the first question, theme from MASH, written by Johnny Mandel. Answer to the second, suicide is painless, much recorded by jazzers, especially whilst I think about it, Ahmad Jamal, Bill Evans and Nat Adderley. Here in New York, September 79, it's a quintet led by pianist Ronnie Matthews, and it's on the Beehive label, and the LP is entitled Legacy. Matthews, who arranged the song, was a graduate of the Jazz Messengers, where he played alongside the trumpeter here, Bill Hardman, Ricky Ford, a latter-day Ellingtonian tenor, Walter Booker Jr. on bass, was in the Cannonball Adderley Quintet from 69 until Cannonball's death in 75. And that leaves us Jimmy Cobb on drums, who also worked with Cannonball, but his big claim to fame is that he was in the Miles Davis Quintet and is the last surviving member of the famous Kind of Blue recording session. I was immediately drawn to this next LP by the title and the 12 photos on the cover. I'll explain after we've heard the music. And that was George Russell and his orchestra. I only know of one George Russell, band leader, and he hired some really big names in his bands and then went towards free jazz in his later life. Surely this can't be the same George Russell. This MGM LP gives nothing away, but I must tell you about the title and the cover. Title first, Teenage Dance Party. It sounds like an early rock album by Eddie Cochran or Gene Vincent, but teen and age are two separate words. So this must predate the so-called invention of the teenager, brackets one word. In the 50s, there are 12 songs on the LP, whizzy dances like The Mambo, Lindy, Bunny Hop, Tango, oh what fun! The photos show some middle-aged-looking teenagers enjoying these various 12 dances. Girls in very long skirts, boys in jackets and short hair. We'll call that an interlude. We heard Isn't It Romantic? That's the Lindy, in case you were wondering. Appreciate the impact of all this. It's a bit lost on you if you haven't got the LP cover in front of you. But hey-ho, as they say. And now, the Queen. This LP is entitled Alone Again. It is, as you heard, a solo piano recording session. It's Paul Blais, Hyman Paul Blais from Quebec, Canada. This is August 74 in Oslo. It's interesting as Blais was very into free jazz in the late 50s and into the 60s, but he seems to have come back from it fairly thoroughly here. This song would have been unthinkable to him 6 or 8 years earlier. Although, if you look back at his career, he seemed to go into the free jazz style and back out and then back in from time to time. That song, And Now the Queen, was written by his now ex-wife, the band leader Carla Blais. Cool guy Ken Nordine died last week. Here's a sample of his work.
Want you to know that I love my baby, and my baby loves me. A short time ago, we went out together to a place called Far Out. Upper limbo. The rhythm was there. Yeah. Something special was in the air. I reached over and held my baby's hand. She gave me a little squeeze. I knew we were in the same key. Everything's beginning to swing in a quiet, cool, warm way. My baby didn't say anything. Just looked at me with that special look my baby has. I looked back with that special look I get when my baby looks at me with that special look she gets. I couldn't help myself. It was love for sure. I picked my baby up, danced over to the stage, and I told the leader, "Leader, this is my baby." He just said, "Crazy." My baby gave him a special look, like she does. He could see my baby had eyes to swing, so he adjusted the mic and simply said in his complicated way, "Of course." And my baby's shy, so I gave it the first try. Waiter, two glasses of warm milk, please.
Ken Nordine, described as a surreal poet with a jazz beat, usually setting his deep, silky baritone voice off against a background of jazz musos. Word jazz, he called it. Yes, he really made his living doing voiceovers and commercials. But here on his first LP, recorded in Chicago in July 57, we heard My Baby. The backing was by the Fred Katz Group. That's Paul Horn, flute, Fred Katz, piano, John Pisano, guitar, Jimmy Bond, bass, Chico Hamilton, drums. Ken Nordine, recitation. He was 98 when he died. We're off to Germany. This Sonorama album is called The European All-Stars 1961, and in my excitement I bought the CD and the LP, by mistake I must add. 13 musos from 12 countries in Berlin, Germany. They came from Norway, Sweden, UK, Germany, Austria, Belgium, France, Denmark, Yugoslavia, Turkey, Spain, Italy. Linguistically, communication wasn't that easy. Musically, no probs. We heard the whole band on Mingus's compo, Haitian Fight Song. I'll rattle off some of the names. Arnie Domler as alto, Ronnie Ross baritone, Albert Mangelsdorf trombone, Hans Kohler tenor, Marshall Solal piano, Dusko Gojkovic trumpet, Mufei Fele also trumpet. I missed out some names as they are on this next song. Just a subset of the big band. It's a quintet. Thank you. Hitting the Blues, written by the vibes player here, Sardi from Belgium. Our second appearance this week for Teddy Montulli on piano, Franco Carey guitar, Eric Asmundsen bass, William Schopfer drums. Stunning album, CD or LP. CD and LP, I should say. May 21st, 61, at the Kongresshalle, Berlin. And it's time for our last one, our very last one. And we're almost current. It's June 2016. It's Billy Strayhorn's classic Passion Flower, but set to a bossa funk groove. Dave Stryker guitar is the leader, Stryker with a Y. Steve Nelson vibes, Jared Gold on organ, a JG3, and McClenty Hunter drums. Passion Flower. Thank you. huge thanks for joining me, Mike Wynn. I do hope you've enjoyed all of this week's choices. Equally hope you'll be back with me again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.